voi, arrivo. 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 If you speak to me, speak the knowledge that you need. I will not transfer it.
Thank you.
speaking on what they're hearing.
Yeah.
person of Krishna, they have absolutely left eating. They do not clean their bones, they do not maintain, do not care about their bodies. They are making very beautiful punjas, they are decorating. But Krishna, so many days they are waiting, he doesn't come. Krishna personally has said to the gopis, oh, for his gopis. The way you are crying, Krishna is feeling more suppression. The way you are crying, I am crying much more, Krishna is thinking. And? What? He is thinking, whom can I share these feelings with? At least I can send some words of pacification to the gopis. Then he is thinking these two things, and he calls Uddhav. Uddhav is the direct disciple of Braspati, very excellent intelligence, and the minister, a very expert, knowledgeable minister of the Yadu Dynasty dynasty. Whenever Krishna has to take some suggestions, he always calls Uddhav. Now, Bhagwan is thinking that if suppose that I am suffering in separation of Radhika and the Gopi, who will be able to understand this bhav of mine? Who will be able to, whom I will be able to share my feelings with? With this mood, he's thinking, the gopis, that the gopis, to the sakhans, their friends, go and speak for such kind words to them. Uddhav agreed, he got his brigade, gave his own personal chariot, and Uddhav goes. If you see Uddhav, they are similar in form. They are similar in beauty, they have similar form, they resemble each other very much. Now, when he comes to Christ, Nanda Baba, for some seconds, he thinks, is this Krishna? But then he understands that this is Buddha. And then now Buddha is begin to speak in specific words. Oh, Nanda Maharaj, he says, why do you pray? Your son is no ordinary person. He is Bhagavan himself. Nandava says, I thought up till now that you were an intelligent person. And what is this word that you are speaking to me? You are telling me that he is Bhagavan himself. Bhagavan. I know very well that he is, I know by his acts the way he has behaved, what he is, and my life is, was spent in speaking with Uddhav in the night about, he kept on inquiring about Krishna, and then in the morning, he cannot go to that house of the gopi, so he goes to the temple. Gopi are thinking, what is happening? They see Uddhav, they think that, oh, symbol at all in Krishna is not Krishna. I know that he is very dear to Krishna, or Anahim, though he is Anahim, and they begin to inquire about Krishna, that our dear and our most beloved Krishna, they begin to inquire about his welfare, and but when he sees the gopis, they are the pinnacle of their love and attachment towards Krishna, he is going to worry in his own heart that how, what words can I use in satisfying them? And also, I will be a fool if I would try to speak some words of satisfaction, because we just had the darshan of Radharani's Mahabhav, Uddhava Maharaj. Anyway, if he speaks in the air that, oh, you have such attachment towards Bhagavan, you are so fortunate, you have such love towards Bhagavan. That's why Bhagavan says, "Na paraya ham, I cannot repay your debt." Oh, Brajgopi, please be merciful to me, he said to the Gopi. Brajgopi, they are the most fortunate people in the entire universe. Because by their mind, word, speech, they have given everything to Krishna. All that they have, they are attached to Krishna. We had the notion of their love. We saw their love and affection towards Krishna, and he developed a greed in his heart. Hoping in the master. If I take the touch of the lotus feet of the gopi, she is thinking that I am qualified to become the dust of the lotus feet. That jnana, what he had of opulence of Aswara, is destroyed. I am not qualified in thinking. Maybe a creeper, I can take birth of a creeper. Then if there but calls on me, then maybe my life will be successful. So he is praying to become grass in the Braj, and he is thinking that if I become the grass, or then the gopis will walk over me. I will get the touch of their feet and get the dust from the lotus of my life and become successful. Like this, all the dust of Braj is transcendental. One grain of the dust of the Braj, very very small grain also has enough potency. And what to speak? Because all the dust is had the contact of the gopis. If we perform our bhajan without duplicity, our life will become successful. Uddhava is saying like this, that I want to become a bird as a creeper or grass in Braj. Then Sri Maharaj is described that if you were to follow under the guidance of the Guru and Vaishnava, then definitely they will be merciful on me, that they will attain the service On the other end, the dust of the Lord Street of the Gopis. Sometimes we take glimpses of dust on Parikram that, oh, we should not, our clothes should not become dirty, or we cover our face with some mask. Maharaj wants to give us mercy, but we don't want to attain this mercy. We are protecting ourselves from this dust, which is capable of giving us supreme mercy. That our clothes should not become dirty, so we use gamcha to sit on the road. Why? This is transcendental dust that can give us so much power, potential, wealth. Uddhav ji and Braj, he is trying to pacify his mother and father and to the gopis. He is trying to pacify them, but he was unsuccessful because their separation, rather, it increased even more than before. But when Krishna's pastimes are folding, that time Uddhav ji is praying, Asamahu Sarabharano, with this show, that may I take birth as some creeper or some shrub or some grass in Braj. Means, if I would be able to bathe myself with the dust of the gopi, Lord of Shiva, if I become some grass or creeper in the Braj, here in Uddhavkun, there he has become grass in Braj for millions and millions of yugas. All these different types of grasses are there, you can see. He has prayed with these words. Oh, the gopi's fame is so high. That is why he is praying at the dust of the lotus feet that in Braj may I take birth as a creeper or grass in Braj. When Krishna's pastimes are finished, he told him that time Bhajanaji, along with Shandala Rishi, etc., past and places of Krishna, which had now gotten lost, traveling all the places, and then there he started performing kirtan. In that moment, Arjun began to play mridang, and the other five pandavas also began to dance. Then also they saw that from the creeper, Uddhavji also comes out from the grass and he starts dancing. Radha, Krishna also cannot control them. But Radha, Krishna, along with the other sakis also appeared there and also began to dance in the creeper. Sometimes these aspects were compound, then it all became invisible, all these aspects. Then, when everything disappeared, then Uddhavji, those gopis who were suffering in separation, he is trying to pacify them that Krishna is still here. You can have his darshan by performing aradhana worship. And he pacified them like this. That is his place, Uddhavkun. Then after Raghunath Das Goswami, he went to Raghunath Das Goswami's bhajan kutir and his samadhi. Raghunath Das Goswami, English. Uddhavji also went to Badri Narayan. He went to Badri Narayan, we have heard this. Ramchandra Prabhu is asking. He cannot leave Vrindavan. Gurudev saying, he cannot. Maybe he goes there sometimes, and or in one form he is eternally present here, and he goes sometimes as an expansion in Badri Narayan. I think Veer Krishna Prabhu is asking that whom did he pacify, the queens or the Braj Gopis? No, not to the Braj Gopis, to the queens of Braj. Now, the Gopis had already gone with Krishna. Hello. Those Gopis, they were from
who had been
kidnapped. The queens were brought by Arjun there in Indraprastha, I think. Krishna disappeared. The queens did not disappear in this pattern. You can see in detail. In Padma Purana, Dasana Prabhu is saying, it is described that the queens were there, not the gopis came there. And the in Padma Purana or Skanda Purana, it is described. Yes, it is described. I guess what you are saying is correct. Whoever can hear me, their headphones are on.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. To try to kill Krishna.
then Sri Krishna battles with this demon in the shape of a bull, and he kills the Arishtashura demon. After that, when Krishna came to Shivanakoti area in the forest, then he wanted to meet with Srimati Radhika Devoti, but Srimati Radhika refused. And she said, you cannot come to us, because you are impure. You have killed the bulls. And then Sri Krishna told, oh, but I have not actually killed the bulls. It was a demon that I killed. I only took the form of a bull. It's not a real bull. And then they said, no, but he is in the form of a bull, so you have committed a sinful activity, and therefore you are very impure. You cannot touch us. So then Sri Krishna relented and he said, oh, then what must I do to atone for this sin? And the gopis told, she went around and told, that you must take bath in all the holy places of pilgrimage throughout the universe. And then only will you be purified and you can touch us. So then Sri Krishna agreed, very well. Then he took the heel of his lotus foot and he pushed it into the ground there and made a deep indentation. Then Sri Krishna called for all the holy rivers throughout the entire universe to come there. And they all arrived immediately upon the order of Sri Krishna in their personified form. And now they began to offer prayers to Sri Krishna. And then, by the order of Sri Krishna, they turned into water and entered, and this became Shyamakunda, Sri Krishna's own bathing pond. And then Sri Krishna took bath in Shyamakunda. And then he wanted to again approach Srimati Radhika. Now Krishna was in a boastful mood that, yes, she just see, I have done what you told. But Srimati Radhika and the gopi, they said, no, we will have our own kunda. So then Srimati Radhika and the gopi took their bangle and they began to dig there in the earth. And they dug out a very large area, and then Sri Krishna offered to them, no, you can take the waters from my pond to fill your kunda. But Srimati Radhika said, no, we will take the waters from Manasi Gandhi, we will not take your help. So then the gopis began to make a long line and begin to bring water all the way from Manasi Gandhi, and carry the cups. So when they finally, at that point, began to organize themselves in that way, then Sri Krishna met Srimati Radhika, and he ordered the holy place of pilgrimage personified to also come and fall at her lotus feet and beg her. So they came and they worshipped Srimati Radhika, and then Srimati Radhika became pleased. And then at that time, from the waters of Shyamakund came all into Radhakund and filled Shyamakund and Radhakund. So this place was manifested directly by Sri Sri Radha Krishna. And it is the place of the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna, particularly in the midday period of their Ashtakaliya Lila, their eightfold daily pastimes. And there is Sri Radha Kunda, only Srimati Radhika and her intimate Sakhi can be there. No one else can come there. So therefore, Sri Krishna and Srimati Radhika, they are very free to display their most intimate pastimes in Radhakunda. It is described in the Krishna Bhavanamrita by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur how Sri Radhakunda is a transcendentally beautiful, resplendent place where all the Ashtasakhis have their bathing, their kunja surrounding Radhakunda. And each kunja is beautifully decorated in different ways, and they are shaped like different lotus petals. Some have 8 lotus petals, some 16 lotus petal shapes. Some are completely decorated with emeralds, some with diamonds, some with rubies, some pure golden color. And in this way, and it is described how transcendentally attractive these places are, and even the Ashtasakhas, the 8 principal gopas, they also have their kunjas surrounding the kunjas of the Ashtasakhis, but they have surrendered all of their kunjas to the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. So this transcendental place, Srirama Buddha, is beyond the comprehension of the conditioned soul. And in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, during their manifest dealing in this world, the topmost pastimes took place there. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami has described in Shubhadeshavrita that there is no place higher than Srirada Krishna. If anyone is intelligent, they will want to serve Srirada Krishna. And therefore, in the Bhagavad Purana, it is also called Yada Rata Priya Vishnu, Kasya Kunda Priya Vipata, Sarva Gopishu Sai Vaita, Vishnu Rasanta Bhagavata. That this Rata Krishna is as dear to Sri Krishna as Srimati Radhika. And amongst all such gopis, Srimati Radhika is the topmost Madhyanta Bhagavata, dearmost to Sri Krishna. Sri Rupa Goswami also describes Krishna Yojai, Pranaya Vasati, Vrayasi Yogi Raka, Kuntam Chasya, Murti Ravita, Sastra Deva, Jadai, Yatraisam, Abhyaman, Asulaman, Impunan, Bhakti Vajam, Vrayasam, Sakritavi, Sarasanati, Abhishthuroti, Sri Rupa Goswami in his Bible verse, in the Vedic Shavit, tells that amongst all the beautiful brothers of Sri Krishna, Srimati Radhika reigns supreme. And her kunda is as dear to Sri Krishna as Srimati Radhika. There, her kunda is overflowing with transcendental praise, and it is not true to the very body of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, if someone is transcendentally fortunate, she will know by what he does as well as he talks for his claim, that if someone is so fortunate, that they have realized their internal spiritual form of Prakrita Deva, and they take a Prakrita Snan in the waters of Sri Radha Krishna. Even just once, the transcendental fame of the divine Buddha Dhuchma, the brave Rath of Srimati Radhika, in the form of Gopi praise, in the form of Panchami Bhav, will arise within their heart, and they will serve eternally the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika on the base of Radha Buddha. So the glories of Radha Buddha are unlimited. And in the time of Sri Krishna, just after that time period, Maharaj Panchamadhava came to Raja, and he built very beautiful kundas all over Raj. All Kushyama kundas and Radha kundas were erected by him in memory of Sri Krishna's divine pastimes there. But in the course of thousands of years, that all of that became destroyed and forgotten. So 500 years ago, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Raj himself, after that, he had sent to Goswami, and they also discovered so many transcendental holy places in Raj, but only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was able to discover Sri Radha Krishna, because Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nandanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Sri Radha and Krishna combined. So when Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to that area, it was all agricultural field. And he was searching for Sri Radha Krishna and Shalakun. He asked some of the local agricultural farm workers, and they told him there are two ponds over there, Gauri Kunda and Kali. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there, he became completely overwhelmed in divine ecstasy, and he understood that this is the divine Radha Kunda, and he began to cry Hara and Deva Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally located Radha Kunda, and later on after him, his followers, the six Goswami, they came there. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad particularly came there and resided on the banks of Sri Radha Kunda to the end of his life, manifesting the most extreme wounds of separation, which he actually expressed in his book, Devam Kushamanjali, how he wanted to only live on the banks of Radha Kunda, how he was expecting Srimati Radhika's mercy to come to him, and how it would be impossible for him to maintain his life any longer if the mercy of Srimati Radhika would not come to him. Asha Varaya Avritasindhu Mayaya Sipanchit Kaho Mayaya Sipanchit He was Samprakam, he from change to fast by his dust, he died of King Day, Paranai Prajina Chaparon Rupapai Rapi. So here she, Shivananda Das Goswami expressed the extreme hope of separation from Sri Srinati Radhika at the end of his entire prayer, he loved Krishna Manjali. And there he is telling that if Srinati Radhika does not become merciful to him and allow him to enter into his divine pastime, then even living in Raja and even having the association of Sri Krishna, he does not want that. So this is the wound of our Prayoja Bhattavacharya, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, who has demonstrated to the world the highest divine pastime of separation wounds from Radha and Krishna. So Raghunath Das Goswami also erected his kunda there. One wealthy man came from Bhadrikashra and he donated to Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. So the kunda that we have, that we see nowadays was erected by Raghunath Das Goswami Bhai. Lots to come through this time.
Thinking, these all should have sanskar. It is fine on me. And these are transcendental sundars. I want to perform their sanskar. See, why did this thought come in my heart? This is not proper. My life is fine on my life. Then there was one very irresponsible person who had gone to Badri Narayan. He wanted to offer something there. Badri Narayan ordered to him in a dream that you take this entire wealth and go to Braj. And in Braj, there is one Nishkanchan Baba, no connection to Sakha Baba is there, and you, at the banks of Radha Krishnamagun, he is performing his bhajan. You give him, all this wealth to perform sanskar of these kundas. He wants to give all this wealth to Dr. Swami. Dr. Swami refuses to accept this wealth. Then, in the night, Adriran came in his dream. He mentioned, I have sent him. This is one of your thoughts. Don't lament that these thoughts are from you. This time has come to perform sanskar of this kundas. By the order of Adriran, Dr. Swami took the wealth and he performed the sanskar of this kundas. First, Radha Krishnamagun, he made it square with four sides, and then he wanted to make the Shyamakunda also square as the trees on the bank of this pond. He wanted to cut this tree. The five pointers gave darshan to him in the dream that night, and they said, oh, Das Goswami, we have become greedy by hearing Krishna's path and we want to perform bhajan in one half. Please do not get us cut. Dr. Swami says, oh, what should I do? Radhaji is so straight. That's why her pond is also straight, four-sided. And because Krishna is crooked, that's why his pond also with the man crooked. So he did not get these trees stuck. These trees remain as they were. And the pond was performed in 1988, I think he said. There were three or two trees were still there. Maybe now there is one, or maybe not even one. All of them have disappeared. One tree is dry, but you can still see it. It's remnant. There is actually no tree living now. Neem tree is still dry there. Like this, Dr. Swami performed the sanskar of these cones, and remaining in the cone, he was always absorbed in bhav. One time he was performing bhajan, and then Dr. Swami saw from a distance. Even a tigress, they were drinking water nearby from Dr. Swami and went away. It looked like as if this tiger and tigress did not see Das Goswami at all. Das Goswami said, oh Raghunath, this is not proper. You should please make a bhajan kuti for yourself. And then he made a bhajan kuti and performed his bhajan there. At another time, then Rupa Goswami, Saman Goswami also disappeared. Then Das Goswami saying, for whom my life was blissful, with these words. Although he was not Sarup Damodar, Rupa Swami is saying, he came to Sarup Goswami and then he is considering them to be there with life and soul. After their disappearance, he is thinking, all this life seems to be devoid of all bliss. It all seems to be void. Giriraj seems like a python with its open mouth, these caves, ready to swallow me. And this stone where I was performing, they look like the mouth of a tiger, wide open to swallow me. Like this, my life and soul, Rupa Goswami, Sananda Goswami, they are gone, and my life seems completely useless. If we have the relationship with Christ, with Gurudev, we cannot, if we don't have this sense of separation, we cannot progress in bhajan. We have heard to just the name of Mahaprabhu. We pray to them that let them be merciful, that maybe someday also, just like Dasa Goswami, may be able to perform bhajan also, like with these words there, because after this, our pilgrimage proceeded to Kusum Sarovar. Kusum Sarovar, in Kusum Sarovar, in the times of Krishna, there were different types of flowers blossoming. Srimati Radhika, along with the Sakis, used to come and collect these flowers. And she used to make a garland for Krishna. One time, once upon a time, Radhika ji was collecting the flowers. Radhika Vishakha, etc. were with her, accompanying her. Krishna asked, who is it? Nobody. Again he asked, who is it? Nobody. Why don't you speak? You are always speaking such crooked words. You are crooked. I am not crooked. I am not speaking any crooked words. Don't you know who am I? Krishna said, listen. Don't speak these crooked answers. I am a very dharmatma, religious person. Oh, I know, so religious. I know so well your religiosity. In the childhood, you killed one lady. And all the time you used to tell lies to your mother. You never spoke a word of truth. In all the homes, you stole butter. Oh, you are such a religious person that you even killed a calf.
Then
Krishna is looking at Madhumangal. Madhumangal said, listen, better to keep quiet. Don't argue with them. We can't match them. Then the gopis began to clap. And also once, Radhaji another time was coming to collect the flowers in Kusum Sarovar.
Krishna,
that Radhaji is coming with Sakis, what he did with a branch full of flowers, he got up, climbed on this and he bent this branch with his foot, and Radhika ji along with the Sakis came to this place and she is holding this branch and she is collecting the flowers from this branch. Immediately Krishna took his foot away from this branch. And this branch went up in the sky, in the air, and Radhika ji is hanging in the air, holding this branch. And she's going to cry, oh, help me, help me. And Krishna immediately jumped from the tree and he embraced her, brought her down. Oh, I helped you. And the gopi saw that how they had this very sweet meeting like this. The pastimes of Kusum Sarovar. Translation. Madhav Maharaj wants to say
so after Rakatul, we came to Kusum Sarovar. In Kusum Sarovar, what would they have told us before, from 1981, I tried to memorize that thing. So, once Radhikari, we have a prominent topic. He was seeking power. He said, who are you? Radhika was nobody. Again, Krishna asked, after he said, nobody. Nobody? How about you say, yes, nobody? Radhika goes, you don't know who am I? What you are asking? He said, so, better you can say, first simple word. No, I am very simple. I think you are very simple. No, you are always prepared and you are always with a no word. So, don't blame me, I am a religious person. Oh, yes, a religious person. But if you want, you will be serious only, you kill a lady. This is a system of religious person. So, if I go, oh, I know one religious person. He always keeps telling lies and giving mata here and there. If I go, I know one religious person. When the liar is stealing mata in his own house, mother, wife, mother, person. One religious person is killed the snake. Another religious person who killed the snake. Then Jamal says, oh, I am one religious person. One in good Monday, he prays and truth, and he calls all other boys, and then he says, is it a single religious person? I was a religious person? Like, equally, one after another joking, then one after another sits the first time, and joking with him. That's in a group of Solomon, what to do? So the speaker speaks Thailand. That's in the way another first time, he is buried outside of our temple. Every day, nothing else has spoken, he should have taken power to make garden for Krishna. One day, Radhika is coming, Krishna knowing that, he climbed on the tree, and he said, one branch was full of flowers, plenty of flowers. Krishna sitting the branch, one branch, and flying his oil, he put one branch down, that branch was full of flowers. Krishna was sitting there, early in the morning, Gopis are not getting to that, they don't know at all. They're taking power, Gopis are in there. All of a sudden, Krishna takes his foot up and go up like a tree and he goes up. The better be hanging. Oh, all of a sudden, they are dying, they are coming down. Please help me, please help me. All of a sudden, Krishna gets up from that tree and embraces him. Think this person looking bigger with mind, now looking bigger with blood. Now, if I was to speak about the Kunjana 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 for the people.
So Sri Krishna sent the Buddha to Vrindavan to pacify Nanda and Yashoda, the Vrindavan of the Gopis. But he could not pacify them even in the slightest. In fact, his life, his instructions will increase their fire of separation. So there, Buddha prayed, as the Lord generated with you, someone of Sham, and the Lord said, oh, for long, shall you know, my life is successful, if I can take birth as a tree, as a shrub, or blade of grass, then I could be laid in the footsteps of the Gopis. But there are so many blades of grass, because it's every day of long travel. Buddha comes there and becomes a blade of grass. So after the Krishna disappeared from Dwarka, then he said, along with Satyavi Rishi and others, they came here with the wives of Sri Krishna and they performed Kirtana. So then Kirtana was so full of separation that Arjuna came out and was playing for Nanda with Father Ali, his four brothers came and began dancing and performing Kirtana. At that time, Buddha also manifested out of the place as well. And for a short time, Sri Radha Krishna and the Gopala Gopis manifested there and danced there. So Buddha then gave so many nice instructions to the queens of Dwarka that pacify their separation from Krishna. He gave them instructions on how to meditate on Sri Krishna. All the Gopala.
Bengali.
Yeah.
Although everything, all transgressions are finished, by chanting of the holy name, but suffering, we saw that Sita Devi was also kidnapped by Ravan. Now, when she came back, then she had to go. She had to be examined to pass. Even later on, she was rejected. The five Pandavas and Draupadi, they were in the forest. They had to go in exile. Draupadi was nearly derobed by Dushasana. This is Karara. No. They are not suffering from the reactions to their karma. They are the associates of the Bhagavan and they are helping. What we see devotees, these are not the reactions to their sinful reactions. These are their enhancing the pastimes of the Lord. But the general ordinary devotee, Madhyamadhikari, it is not that they are suffering from the reaction of Bhagavan out of his mercy. So that they will develop humility and to increase their eagerness and violence. There are so many examples regarding this, many, many examples. Earlier also we spoke that by chanting names again and again, same symptoms will manifest in one, because this is a result of
Aparaj.
The person who is not so praying that we are chanting so many names and so for so long time. Maybe some set of name, Nama Bhas maybe, or generally Nama Bhas. Generally we are chanting offensive names. Maybe sometimes Nama Bhas. Raghunath Das Goswami, we have heard that how deep of it is to perform. Always he is chanting the glories of all the human beings, and always chanting a regulated fixed number of rounds. Okay. He has limited his eating and sleeping to a bare minimum. Eating not, just a palmful of buttermilk. That is all. Raghunath Das Goswami is accepted in day one. Raghunath Das Goswami became sick. After Mathura came our doctor, it looks like you have eaten some padmanya. I just in my mind I offered Paramanand and that I accepted. Like this, he showed in my mind day and night. He showed what kind of reaction? That what kind of separations and what kind of separation moves he is having once in one bigger shop, some Brijvasi talk to him sometimes. He is asking Maybe you bring this song. Oh, I bring this from Shakti Sali. This cup is from Shakti Sali. They are serving in bigger cups. When he heard this, he had a stick in his hand and he got up to hit him that, why do you bring me such big cups to eat? No sleeping. If he's sleeping, very less. And those times also when he's sleeping, he's meditating on Krishna's pastimes all the time. He's meditating on his pastimes. This is way of bhajan. Only by such process of bhajan can you attain Krishna. Maybe what we are doing, we can develop some sukriti, and from the sukriti, slowly we'll develop nishtha. For determination, we have nishtha or not, yes, this is also doubtful. Ruchi of course, very far, yet. At the time of Ruchi, one does not feel lazy, one does not feel hunger. Where? Are we not feeling hungry? You must consider all these points. And you also say further. In the time of chanting pure names, nobody, because we are not developing these symptoms, we are still lazy, we are still not having taste in chanting, it means that we are chanting offensive names. So the Saraswati Thakur says that this rule is not applied everywhere. Sometimes even an inoffensive person also, they still don't develop symptoms of fame. And also he is not sinful. Right? Maybe he is sinful a little. Like he is very, very, very sinful, but not offensive. He chanted the Narayan's name, and that's why he chanted Namabhad, and by the chanting of the Namabhad, he was protected from the Madhutas, and then he saw, had the association of the four Vaikuntha Dutas, and then he went to Haridwar, and he purified himself, and then he was able to go back to Vaikuntha. He has some inclination towards performing sinful activities. He used to drink intoxicants, but he did not commit any namaprad. Those were just sinful activities, but just by chanting of one namabhad, just by one namabhad, all of his sinful reactions were burned to ashes. But aparad is not so easily to get rid of. That's why he says, if you do not see fame manifest in that person who is offensive, because there is one knot in the heart. One time, immediately when you put a seed, it does not manifest fruit, but it manifests. But in the summer months, it begins to manifest some flowers, and slowly it becomes to a fruit, a very sweet fruit. Similarly, Shri Hari, definitely Shri Hari is pleased with a person who is not karate, not offensive, and gradually he progresses. There is nothing to fear, nothing to worry. After some time, definitely, the Lord will be merciful on him. Sometimes some devotees may start chanting Namakaram or Namabhas, but they are very poor or other worldly miseries are seen in them. Looks like as if they are suffering from sinful reactions. But less like Maharaj Yudhishthira and other five Pandavas, dropping that they had to go in exile. It was not. This is not because of sinful reaction. It is the Lord's desire to teach lessons to the general people of this world. Tomorrow programs are for you, you know.
He would offer a big number of dozen of pranams to the
revelations of the Bhagavad Gita, so charge. And how we are beginning to see Guru Maharaj. One time Sri Bhagavad asked the Swami, he had a suggestion. They called one Ayurvedic doctor from Madura. He said, oh, it must be that the Swami has taken so much to heal. Sweet and there was an East Sweet Life, he never eats Sweet Life. They could understand he had taken Sweet Life by Maharaj Sreva, taking different shots of his disease after their meeting. So, just thinking of attraction for his Shishi Guru, who was an army, in separation from them, he went to Gyanatan Maharaj. Or without him, was an army, he could bring all of us here, everything. How attached he was to Radhika. One time, there was one in a leaf cup from Pakistan. That leaf cup was just filthy in the tree. And that leaf cup was a little big. So she got down and asked, sorry, where you got this leaf cup from? And the good Bhakti said, I brought it from Pakistan, a place of Chandrasa. Who can understand the Guru Ramadan down in the front room? But you brought this from Chandrasa and went to meet the good Bhakti. Those people also have an unnatural body. And even a little bit, he slept only a little bit. At that time also he is thinking of the prospects of the Lord. But if we drink this type of matter, to get better, so what are we doing? We are just making the leader of the creed. And trying to develop that degree to come to the platform of Nishtha. Is Ruchi, have we come to Ruchi? The second Ruchi, there will be no sleep, no laziness, no indifference, no anantya, no mana, he shed, nothing like that. Why must we are doing so much aparad? Therefore, Sri Krishna and Hari Jato says, sometimes we see in a person who has no effect, but the symptoms of prema are not there. Why? Just me, I feel. You're the greatest simple fellow. He is teaching us everything. But he was not making it any offense. But he changed the night of the riot and was saved from death. The four, Vishnu Guru came, the four spiritual master. Here he has tried to be his own thing. Went to Hariwar, performed by them, then went to Vaikuntha. For the first time, as a little child of the riot, he was on the platform of Nanda. His no offense was there. Even though he was doing all kinds of illicit activities like drinking and associating with the prostitute. So even though he was not making offense, the symptoms of the prayer were not hitting him. Why? So the Guru has this example of a mango tree. In the winter, the sea is dry, no leaves, no flowers. In the months of Falgun, blue rain comes, then manjari comes, then springtime. Then comes one of the flowers, then comes the small fruit. And in due course of time, at the appropriate moment, these fruits are there, mangoes. So, in the same way, Bhagavan knows when is the appropriate time to deliver the fruit of bread. But even if they are not committing offenses, still, Krishna waits until their body matures, and then they can get the fruit from above. Sometimes in the body we see symptoms of guilt, levitation, growth, disease, anger, poverty, or misery. These symptoms are like the effects of past life intellectuality, but it is not at all. We should look at the example of Yudhisthira. By gambling, he lost everything and suffered so much, rather than because the desire of Bhagavan to be not.
The two are morning, our two pastors, Babu Vishnu Prasad, the two just in the sixth one, was given up to Babu Vishnu Maharaj. Hey, I want to put you back. The Tivit Prabhu Vishnu Maharaj disappeared. Disappeared again. So, tomorrow the morning after class, Pushpanjali. Then, Pushpanjali. Kalki, our Guru Maharaj, they asked me, I will pull a skate, so I will put a skate on the Buddha, and I will put a skate on the Buddha, and I will put a skate on the
oh,
সমস্ত ব্রহ্মচারী নিবেদন করি এখন আজকের পরে প্রধানন্দ প্রভুর সঙ্গে এইখানে আপনারা মঞ্চ সাজিয়ে নেবেন আর মন্দির সাজাবেন গুরুত্বটি আছে এখানে গুরুত্ব রাখা আছে আপনারা সকলে সাজিয়ে নেবেন সবই লোক মিল করিকে ইহা সাজাবট করতে নেই আমি আর্থিক ব্যবস্থা সাজাবট হয়ে যাবে নাই
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Deity. So you have heard that tomorrow we will be celebrating the Divine Disappearance Day of the two great associates, Srila Gurudeva, Pujapada Bhaktivedanta Bhaktivedanta Sundaraja, Pujapada Bhaktivedanta Krishna Srikanta Maharaj. The following day we are celebrating the Disappearance Day of Bhaktivedanta Amishtha Om Shri Astro Bhaktivedanta Krishna Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. We know Srila Prabhupada. And the day after the appearance day of Pujapada Srila Bhaktivedanta Siddhanta Maharaj. Now, each day there will be a very wonderful feast to serve God and honor the devotees and for the pleasure of the simple Bhaktivedanta. And so, we're requesting anyone in the audience to participate and assist in this festival to kindly offer some donations to the wisdom of the devotees. For the Thursday of my birthday, I will make such a donation. Sean and the meeting will be doing this. We thought that we last three TV. I want to give them to Sean Holly and everybody else there to the story. She won't be going around, but she's not comfortable. And if you want to help participate in the forum, she'll let us know the Bhagavan Swami Raj. We can give to people like Trisha Raj, Shabbat Raj, or others. And the following day,
Thank you.